This is Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Las Vegas. Here's Matt Perrault.
Pushing the Odds, SB Nation Radio, on a Friday. We are efforting for Jeff Quantinitz, who is the co-CEO and co-founder of the Big Three. They are in Chicago tonight. Fox Sports 1 will have the live broadcast of the Big Three in Chicago. Should be a lot of fun. We will talk about the big news they made this week, becoming the first professional sports league to essentially approve the use of cannabinoid oil, CBD oil, for pain relief and for inflammation, and allowing their athletes to treat themselves with cannabinoid oil in order to help them recover and help them, if they choose to, help them deal with anxiety and other issues that can be dealt with through cannabinoid oil. And this is a big story. I don't think it should be. I think every sports league should approve this. This is not weed, okay? This is not, and it frustrates me because I see it being reported this way by places like Black Sports Online, where, you know, I like Robert Little a lot, but he's reporting saying the Big Three, first sports league to allow weed with its players. No, it's not. That's not what we're talking about here. We're not talking about recreational use of cannabis, okay? Even though that should be allowed, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about medicine. We're talking about treating yourself. We're talking about enabling players to control and use everything on the marketplace to help them recover. This is a recovery conversation. This is not a party conversation. This is not somebody going out there and recreationally using cannabis for whatever reason they want to do that. Alcohol has been accepted in this country for a very long time. We are quickly, state by state, building brick by brick, the marijuana coalition, if you will, states that recognize that, hey, if we have alcohol legal, why shouldn't we have cannabis being legal? And, you wanted to go by statistics, the people who are dying every year by alcohol-related deaths, it's very large. It's in the hundreds of thousands versus what we see every year from a cannabis-related death, which is very, very few. So there are a lot of people out there that have been advocating this for a very long time, and I give the Big Three a lot of credit here to step up and do this, but I hope other sports leagues follow, and I hope because these conversations are happening that we're actually going to see the NBA and other leagues say, well, okay, the response was kind of an eye-opener, but we understand now. We recognize it now. Or we have a better understanding of what exactly these substances can do for our athletes and how they can recover and how they can use this stuff to recover. And I'm not saying that the federal law has got to go away before I think the NFL or Major League Baseball ever would say, okay, we're going to stop testing for an illegal substance like cannabis for THC. But I do think this is an important conversation. So hopefully the other leagues will follow suit here when it comes to what the Big Three have done. Let's head to the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline. Jeff Quantowicz is the CEO and co-founder of the Big Three. He joins us from Chicago here on Pushing the Odds. Jeff, Matt Perrault, how are you?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
I apologize for my voice. It's completely trashed today, but I really appreciate you coming on. Congratulations on season two for the Big Three. And congratulations on this news this week where you guys have decided to not test your players or allow your players to use CBD oils for recovery. How long of a conversation was this for you guys before you made the announcement?
It wasn't hard to decide to do it. We just wanted to make sure that we were informed. And, one of our players, Al Harrington, has been involved in this industry for a while. And he's been getting us information. And, we wanted to make sure we made an informed decision because we knew it was good for the athletes, but what we were concerned about is the example they set for youth. Because, our league, our fans are a lot younger than the typical NBA or NFL fan. So we wanted to make sure we were sending the right message to them.
I saw Ice Cube be interviewed outside, I believe it was in Chicago, coming out of a hotel where he was signing autographs, and someone from TMZ were shouting questions at him, and he said, look, this is medicine. This is about helping our players. Since you guys made the announcement, are you happy with the way this story's been covered, or has it been frustrating to kind of have to say, look, we're not legalizing our marijuana usage for our players, but rather giving them a chance to use CBD oils for recovery?
I actually think that most people have made that distinction. you know, and they have looked at it as a medicine and understand that's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the CBD doesn't have THC in it, so right. It doesn't get you high. So, and there's arguments that with THC, it's actually better as a medicine, but we, you know, by taking that out of the debate, it's not a debate. It's just something that's derived from a marijuana plant, but it doesn't have any of the addictive or any of the negative implications at all. The only difference is, as compared to opioids, it not only takes away pain, it's actually better because it also affects inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think I may have, you know, we may have said this in the original press release. My wife and I were watching this CNN report that Sanjay Gupta did that focused on Mike James and his efforts to be allowed to use CBD in the NFL. And it was, frankly, heartbreaking. Because this guy wanted nothing more than to never use a drug and actually had a hang up about, you know, that it was marijuana device, you know, which, you know, we shouldn't have to worry about those things. But yet when he came around to it, it changed his life. And you could see the guy in tears and how he was able to move and to play again, and the NFL turned down his right to do it. And it's just not humane. And we talk in this country, the politicians all talk about, you know, opioid crisis and how bad it is, but we have something here that has been shown to be, you know, a great solution, and no one, you know, pushes that. I shouldn't say no one, because obviously there is a lot of money, and there are politicians behind it, but...
Right.
You know, it's so clear medically, why is this not done yet?
No, it's a great point. I totally, and it's pills versus pot. If anybody hadn't seen that CNN special, I would highly recommend it. I've talked about it on the show before, what CNN did with this, and you know, Mike James was a feature. You're absolutely right, and he actually applied to the NFL, and them turning him down. I'm really happy to hear that helped to kind of codify you guys to say yes, we're going to allow this because. You know, this is a chance to use a non-addictive substance in order to kill inflammation, knock it down to pain relief. And you're just given the option, right? You're not telling your players to use it. You're just giving them the opportunity if they want to use it, right?
Of course. And look, you know, players, when they, you know, or people, you know, let's take it beyond our players. Because, again, it's just as an example. You know, you go to a doctor because you suffer from pain, you know. This should be an option. A doctor shouldn't have to give you Oxycontin or Percocet if they could give you something like this that's safer, you know, and doesn't ravage your body the same way. I mean, I feel the same way about an 18-year-old that has pain, whether it's from playing football or basketball or just, you know, they had a bad motorcycle accident. You know, I'd rather tell my 18-year-old kid to take CBD than to start taking Percocets. And, you know, as a country, how do we not follow what the medical science tells us to do? It doesn't make any sense.
I completely agree. Talking to Jeff Konowitz, the CEO, co-CEO, the other big three co-founder tonight, Facebook Live, 7 p.m. Eastern, and then 8 p.m. Eastern live on Fox Sports 1, happening for the big three in Chicago. And would you guys ever entertain the idea, because here in Vegas, there is a soccer team called the Las Vegas Lights, and the Lights have been the first team ever to take advertising and an advertising partner from a cannabis operation here in Vegas. Would you guys ever take advertising from a CBD oil company in the future?
Yeah, we would. We're actually talking to Al about his company. Again, look, we think it's a great message.
Yeah.
You know, this isn't about headlines. This isn't about, you know, we make no money from it. This is about, you know, why we formed the Big Three. We want a player-empowered league. We want to change things up. You know, part of it is, you know, we don't understand how, you know, a league like the NFL, how they treat their players. So this is one example of what we're trying to rectify. And even if it creates a discussion, I mean, frankly, you know, I know the NBA has been looking at this, and hopefully this will get them to do it. I kind of expect them to allow CBD. The NFL, there's a different mindset. You know, but we're trying to take on a lot of things that are considered normal and look at it from a player perspective. I mean, this is one example. I mean, another, which is a more extreme example, and maybe this is a complete tangent, but I look at, you know, trading in professional sports, and I don't understand how people can do that, how it's not slavery to get a call on a Friday night and say, hey, we're going to have a first-class ticket. You've been traded from L.A. to Toronto. You know, move your family and kids. Bye. You know, we look at some things about, you know, we have athletes that may make a lot of money, yeah, but we don't put these constraints on, you know, other people who make money in corporate America and in other areas. And by the way, a lot of players don't make a lot of money, mm-hmm. don't end up with a lot of money, and don't have long careers. Mm-hmm. And it's unbelievable how the major leagues have treated some of our athletes. And I think, you know, a lot of us as fans get caught up in, you know, we love sports, we love competition, and we get caught up. You hear some astronomical numbers that some people get paid. But when you really get behind it, you know, and how people are being treated, you know, there has to be a rethink on how athletes are treated. So CBD is one small example. And it's easy because doctors and scientists are telling us this is a no-brainer. You know, hopefully we're setting a good example for athletes and for the fans. And, you know, we're going to get to a lot of other things, you know, as we, you know, see fit, you know, as we're able to help, you know, athletes or our partners. I mean, you know, we are a business, you know, but our approach is let's win together. So
I love it. I love the move that you guys made, and I think Leonard, speaking of guys, might be traded, and being a big day for him, I think he might agree with you wholeheartedly with the way athletes have been treated in the NBA in particular with certain injuries and certain things that have happened for sure. And, Big Three from Chicago tonight. I'm Sports One. Check it out. Jeff, for the time, really appreciate you coming on today. Thank you so much.
You got it. Thank you.
That is Jeff Quanowitz, the CEO and co-founder of the Big Three on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. He said some really cool things there. We'll get to that interview, recap of that interview next. It's Pushing the Odds, SB Nation Radio.